This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unusually hot weather continues over Colorado today and for the next couple of days. Front range highs will be close to 100 this afternoon. That's in Denver and Fort Collins. And above 100 in the west, Grand Junction hitting 101 this afternoon. Nearby Fruta has a forecast high of 103. Things could be not as hot by Friday. This summer's air quality has been better than last year along the Front Range. That's with close to normal levels of ozone and wildfire smoke. But CPR Sam Brash reports that could change before the warm weather ends.
Scott Landis is the state's air quality forecaster. He says smog and smoke have been mild this summer compared to last year, which set records for poor air quality.
We've kind of lucked out as far as the transport winds are concerned. Last summer, it seemed like it was just a conveyor belt that was moving the smoke from the fires right into Colorado. That hasn't really been the case this summer.
But Landis says the next few weeks could bring more pollution. A heat wave across the western U.S. could spark fires, and the coming dry, warm weather could help produce ozone along the Front Range. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coloradans wagered almost $1 billion at the state's casinos in 2021. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the record sum is due in part to the state eliminating betting limits in May of last year.
Gaming tax revenues jumped by more than a third to $41 million compared to the previous year. Cash distributions to beneficiaries, including gaming towns and the Colorado Historical Society, were also up substantially. Higher betting limits aren't the only driver of these gains. People are gambling in person again after last year's COVID restrictions shut casinos down. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The State Health Department is now posting new information to its COVID-19 wastewater surveillance dashboard. New color coding will provide a quick view of recent statewide trends and where in Colorado COVID has been detected in wastewater. The state plans to publish that information weekly on Wednesdays. Again, it's heating up across the state today and through most of this week. Today's forecast says it could be a little cooler by Friday. This is CPR News.